And you're in tune with the Capital District's best 90.9 WCDB Albany. Good morning. 3 minutes past nine and time for the news.
Topping today's news from Tel Aviv, Bush and Yeltsin to meet again, and happy birthday to you and you and you. Good morning, I'm Jennifer. Joining me is Jenna. Stay tuned for these stories, the weather, and more on the 91FM WCDB News at Daybreak for Wednesday, March 4th, 1992.
From the State University of New York at Albany, this is 91FM News.
The death toll from the coal mine explosion in Turkey has risen to at least 78. Turkey's news agency says more than 200 miners are still trapped. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi is threatening to torch his oil wells if the U.S. tries to seize them. Gaddafi made the statement in a speech shown on Libyan television. He said Libya will leave not a single drop of oil for American invaders, and he added Libya will remain without oil until the day of judgment and they can have the desert. There's no indication that the U.S. plans to invade Libya, but Washington does want two Libyans who are accused of bombing Pan Am Flight 103. That attack in 1988 killed 270 people. The U.N. is threatening sanctions over the issue. Gaddafi has refused to turn over the Libyans. Former Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin is in critical but stable condition today after suffering a heart attack. That information comes from the director of the Tel Aviv hospital where Begin was rushed unconscious. The 78-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner has been in frail health for years. Begin shared the Peace Prize in 1978 with Egyptian President Anwar Sadat for their peace accords, which led to the U.S.-mediated Camp David Accords. Egypt is the only Arab nation to have a peace treaty with Israel. In the national news, President Bush has announced that he and Russian leader Boris Yeltsin will hold their first summit meeting June 16th in Washington. Bush says topics will include nuclear weaponry and reform in the former Soviet Union. U.S. officials are hoping for progress on the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START, before the June meeting. Yeltsin and other former Soviet leaders are scheduled to meet March 20th and could decide whether to pledge to adhere by START, which was signed when the Soviet Union was still intact. There's speculation that if they agree, Bush will press the Senate to ratify the agreement. START calls for a reduction in strategic nuclear forces to between 8 and 9,000 warheads in each country. The District of Columbia City Council has voted to give legal recognition to unmarried people who live together. The domestic partners measure would apply to homosexuals as well as heterosexuals. The measure would provide tax incentives for private employers who agree to insure partners and give government employees new medical leave benefits. However, the law is subject to review by Congress. Over the next 2 years, if you call long distance using AT&T, you're likely to get a computer instead of a live operator. The company says it's replacing as many as one-third of its 18,000 operators with voice-recognizing equipment. The equipment will be programmed to recognize different commands, such as collect to place a collect call, but a caller can get a live operator at any time by saying operator. Irony prevails in the case of a Florida man who has been named to head Jacksonville's affirmative action program. Ironic, since John Stewart was held liable last year in a sexual harassment lawsuit that barred local shipyard workers from displaying nude posters. Stewart says he's prepared for his new job because the lawsuit gave him insight into the meaning of harassment. Veteran character actress Sandy Dennis has died. The performer, who won an Academy Award for her performance in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, was 54. The death was confirmed by friends, one of whom says she had ovarian cancer. It's not known when or where Dennis died. Dennis made her movie debut in 1961 with a supporting role in Splendor in the Grass. She also won two Tony Awards for A Thousand Clowns and Any Wednesday. The polls have closed in Georgia, and Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton is projected to be the winner among the Democratic presidential hopefuls. On the basis of polling place interviews, CBS News projects Clinton will win handily. It will be his first primary victory. CBS also projects that President Bush is on his way to commanding victory, but it says Republican challenger Pat Buchanan is earning a sizable vote. With less than 3% of all precincts reporting, Clinton was winning 67% of the Democratic vote, with Paul Tsongas a close second. Bush had about 60% of the GOP vote, and Buchanan just over 40%. And in the regional news, a businessman and his attorney have been convicted of bankruptcy fraud, but they have also been acquitted of charges that they tried to hide more than $600,000 in assets from their creditors. A federal court jury reached the verdicts yesterday in the trial of 49-year-old Ted Gleave of Grand Island and 54-year-old David Knoll of Lockport. Gleave was convicted of 2 counts of bankruptcy fraud. Knoll was convicted of 1 count of bankruptcy fraud and 1 count of filing a false statement.
Authorities in Broome County evacuated part of a village this afternoon following a bomb threat. Sheriff Gino D'Angelo says a bank teller at the Marine Midland branch in Windsor received a call from a young male about 2 p.m. The youth threatened to blow up the bank unless he received $25,000 by 4 p.m. D'Angelo says the caller claimed 100 pounds of explosives were placed in the bank. A bomb-sniffing dog went through the bank, and shortly before 5 p.m., authorities determined that there were no explosives present. Police converged on the area but found no suspect, and authorities are still searching for the caller. And mental health advocates say they want to prevent cuts in state services by registering more psychiatric patients and their relatives to vote. The Alliance for the Mentally Ill of New York State will be arranging voter registration in state psychiatric institutions, community homes, and day treatment facilities. Kathleen Haddad, a spokeswoman for the Mental Health Association of New York State, says advocates hope to influence the voters of about 500,000 people. That includes patients, people who care for them, and patients' relatives. New York's mental health system has suffered with the state's financial problems, with layoffs at psychiatric centers and a slowdown in building community-based facilities to take care of the mentally ill. Our latest Business Watch indicates that the New York Stock Exchange estimates today's trading volume at 210,450,000 shares. And now, here's Jenna with the weather.
Taking a look at the weather, the temperature is currently 28 degrees, humidity 66%, barometric pressure 30.38 and rising, with winds from the northeast. Here's the forecast. Today will be sunny and pleasant, a high will be around 50. Tonight will be clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny at first, then increasing clouds, milder, high will be 55.
Talk about beating the odds. All of Christine Rule's three children share the same birthday, hers. Son number three was born on March 2nd, Rule's 28th birthday. The Illinois woman says, aside from wanting a mostly winter pregnancy, the births were purely coincidental. The odds of a woman having three babies on her own birthday are about 49 million to one. That's it for the news at Daybreak. I'm Jennifer here with Jenna. Be sure to tune in for another news update with Debbie at noon. Now back to more great music on the Capital District's Best, 91 FM, WCDB, Albany.
Well, thank you so much. Extra 10 minutes to do my Jane Fonda this morning.
Enjoy yourself, Joe.
Thank you. 10 minutes past 9, Joe Student, and we got some music from the Swans.